We are on a plane in Freeport. This is a charter Miami International.
And you guys should... Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. We were supposed to leave at 9 o'clock, so we all had to, of course, when the ship caught fire, we all had to get up 3 o'clock yesterday morning, and we had to be at muster stations for more than 5 hours. So
what are they telling you about
we are, we're hoping to get home in a hurry here, and for some reason or another, the government authorities here are holding this thing on the ground.
So hopefully you guys...
We've been an hour and 10 minutes waiting now, and nothing seems to be happening, so...
Hopefully you guys will be able to take off soon. What has the last 24 hours been like for you since, starting with the fire?
The crew was wonderful. It's the best trained crew. I couldn't believe how well they did. We couldn't... Our muster station was... all the way aft, station 9, and it was too close to the fire. So we kept moving forward to the casino when we finally ended up in the theater in the front. So the fire itself was confined to the stern of the ship, back where the lines were, and it apparently was all there, but we had no idea how much fire was back there till we got off of the ship and looked, and you see it in the pictures, but if you see it, in reality, it's... The whole interior, the overheads are all burned out inside the stern of the ship. So soot was all over the place. The smell in our room, we were aft up on 7, and the smell up there was atrocious. So we didn't have any electricity. The lights went out in our room, and then the later in the day, finally, the electric came back on as far as the lights went, and then we didn't have any air conditioning. Then we had air conditioning, so... All in all, I'd have to say the crew was top-notch. They were magnificent. I think all the officers and everybody else was really doing well. But this seems to be, for all we went through, this is probably the most aggravating. We are now an hour and 12 minutes, and no end is in sight here. So I was hoping that one of you news guys would call up and kick somebody's butt down here in the Bahamas.
We're gonna see what we can do. I guess the most frustrating part is getting the plane out. Let me ask. I understand Royal Caribbean gave you your money back. I also understand they gave you a 50% discount on a cruise. Would you go on another cruise after all this?
Oh yeah. This was my 71st cruise.
70 other cruises. Were there any other problems? I mean, had you ever had anything even remotely compared to this?
I'm on the ship, but nothing. I never saw a fire like this or anything like that. This is something I had never experienced before. But it was very well handled. I mean, considering what it was, and they, the ship never lost power and propulsion power anyway. So they did very well. The captain was excellent, and all of the crew, I have to say, they were, as I said, well-trained. Everybody did their job. They remained calm. The passengers were pretty calm because they woke us up 3 o'clock in the morning. Half of them were comatose.
I would imagine, yes, I would imagine. Okay. Well, listen, Tim, we're going to look into, and hopefully you guys are going to be able to get back. Now, you guys, are they flying you to BWI and then taking you to the...
We should be the first plane in, but I'm guessing there's got to be probably 7 or 8 more planes at least.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the people went out and went into a hotel, and I understand they were going to ferry some of the people to the mainland who couldn't stand to fly,
mm-hmm.
and then make transportation arrangements on the ground for them back up to Baltimore.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask.
Royal Caribbean has done well. I think they are bringing everybody up, and then they're going to make transportation arrangements to take people back over to the cruise dock from the airport. So.